I'd like to use this opportunity to share an interesting halachic discussion with you regarding Afikoman. So I mentioned in the video that the minhag is to eat two kezeisim for Afikoman, and that is a din d'rabbanan. It's based on a minhag, so it's not even a d'rabbanan. So we can calculate those kezeisim based on the smallest or the one of the smallest size of the shurim. We can use the shear of a third of a beya. We could assume it's not including the klipa. We don't have to worry about the issue of niskatnu abeitzim, etc. That being said, a person has to eat a kazayas for the afikoman, which according to some rishonim is a deraisa. According to Rashi and Rashbam, the person is yotze his mitzvah deraisa of eating afikoman, of eating matzah by eating the afikoman. But the Mishnah Berurah paskens that the Ikar Pesach is that the afikoman is the rabbanon, and the Ikar Mitzvah of matzah is fulfilled with the first kazayas of matzah that a person eats. So a person does not need to calculate larger the largest kazayas the Mishnah Berurah talks about, because it's a deraisa. Now this inyan of eating two kazayasim, I want to talk about that for a moment. The Mishnah Berurah says, why is this? So he quotes the Magen Avraham that we eat two kazayasim. One is that afikoman is zecher for the chagiga. I'm sorry. One is that afikoman is zecher for the korban pesach, and one kazayas is the matzah which they would eat together with the korban pesach. So together with the korban pesach, they would eat matzah. The bit says to eat korban pesach with matzahs together, and therefore we eat two kazayasim. That's what the Magen Avraham says. The Magen Avraham says the source for this is the Maharil. Maharil is one of the Rishonim from Germany. Now we eat two kazayasim. If you look at the actual language of the Maharil himself, it's not exactly what he says. And you look at the Taz quotes the Maharil the way the Maharil says it. The Maharil says that a person should eat two kazayasim. She eat a kebeya, assuming a kazayas is a half of a kebeya. She eat a kebeya because of the chavivas of the mitzvah of the afikoman, the person sheet a kebeya. The Bach, when he quotes this Maharil, says that that's strange. We never find anywhere that a mitzvah of achila, a person has a chiv to eat anything more than a kazayas. So therefore, the Bach instead suggests that the minhag of the Maharil should be kept for a different reason. And he says the reason that the Magen Avraham then quotes of the one kazayas for the Korban Pesach and one kazayas in Zechar of the Matzah, which was eaten with the Korban Pesach. So is there any other way to understand the Maharil as written, that a person should eat, for the mitzvah of Afikoman itself, a person should eat a kebeya? So Rabbi Yochum Fischel Perlo, who wrote a sefer based on the poem that the Rabbeinu Sadegoin wrote about the Tariq mitzvahs to be said on Shavuos, he took that and developed a sefer called Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rabbeinu Sadegoin, fleshing out the opinion of the Rabbeinu Sadegoin compared to the other Rishonim, exactly what are the Tariq mitzvahs. So in regards to the mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach, because the Afikoman is a zecher for the kazayas of the Korban Pesach, he suggests that actually it is preferable to eat it more than a kazayas of the Korban Pesach, but to eat a kebeya. Based on the language of the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach, the Rambam says that the mitzvah is to eat the Korban Pesach achilas soiva. We know that the Korban Pesach has to be eaten nechal ala soiva, which means a person eats it when he's not starving, he's already had some of the meal. Mishmur points out he should still have time to eat. He shouldn't be so full that he has to push himself. Mishnah Berurah has three madregas. Achil al soiva can mean that a person is not starving. He's abated his hunger, but he's still hungry. And therefore, when he eats the Korban Pesach, he's enjoying it. A person can be so full that he doesn't really get any pleasure out of eating the Korban Pesach, and that's wrong to do, because that's not lacking the hiddur mitzvah of eating it, the teyavin. And a person can be so full that he feels repulsed by eating more, And that is called a chilagas, to the point that you're not yetzer the mitzvah. So he says a person should eat it, it's nechal ala seva. But what the Rambam's language is a different language. The Rambam says it should be nechal, a person should eat it, achilas seva. So the Rebbe Ruchim official suggests in a sefer that means that the chatchila person should eat not a kezayas, but a kebeya. The Gemara says in a few places in Shas that the smallest amount that a person could eat and feel seveya is a kebeya. That's why the Gemara says, according to one opinion, that the mitzvah of benching is totally in a kebeya. Because the pasuk says v'chalta v'savata, so chilas svia, the Mor says is a kebeya. Now, where does the Rambam get this from? The Rambam gets this actually based on a language of a mechilta. Rebbe Ruchim official points out to the mechilta in Parshas Bo, on the pasuk matzos amarim yochluhu, on that pasuk, the mechilta says yochluhu, you should eat it. Is an extra word, because it already said that it should be eaten that night. You shouldn't eat it b'shel b'shel b'moim ki'im sli'esh. Rather, you should eat it matzos amararim. It could have stopped right there. What is Yechlu who telling us? You should eat it. That should be that achila, the extra lashem achila tells me there should be achila soiva. So he understands it doesn't mean the she nechal al seiva, but the achil itself should be achil seiva. So that would be an explanation, he suggests, to understand why the Rambam holds the chachila, a person should eat the shear of the Korban Pesach, a kebeya. So then he moves on to suggest that that's pshat in the Maril. The Maril says that different than any other mitzvah achila, by the afikoman, there is a preference to eat the matzah that we're eating nowadays, which is a zecher for the Korban Pesach, which was eaten at the end of the meal, we should eat a chila seva, a person should eat a kebeya. Now, this is not brought down halacha l'maisa, so it's just interesting discourse to understand that point. I want to qualify one point. By this mitzvah of suda on Shabbos, the Taz says that the mitzvah is to eat a suda, not just to eat du achila. And therefore he says that the shear of pas that a person should eat on Shabbos is a kebeya, at least a kebeya v'oid. A kebeya. But that's because he understands it's not just the mitzvah of achila, it's beyond the mitzvah of achila, it's the mitzvah of a suda. That's a different point. But in regards to the idea that there's an idea of achila, we never find achila being more than a kezayis, with the one exception, according to this Rambam, this understanding of the Rambam, by the mitzvah of eating from the Korban Pesach. Have a beautiful Yom Tov.